So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, there are four categories of menachas. Yesh, tu'unais, shemen u'levayna. The majority of menachas require both shemen, oil, and levayna spices. Shemen v'loy levayna. Some menachas require shemen only, but no levayna. Levayna v'loy shemen. Some menachas require levayna only, but no shemen. Loy levayna v'loy shemen. Some menachas require neither levayna nor shemen. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ve'elu tu'une shemenu levayna, minchas aseiles, v'amachavas, v'amarcheshes, v'achalis, v'arkikin, minchas kahanim, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas evi kechavim, minchas nashim, minchas ha'imer. These 10 menachas require both shemen and levayna, because the pasuk of minchas aseiles, a mincha of raw flour, states, v'nefesh ki sakrev karban mincha la'ashem, v'yatzik alel shemen, v'samto alel levayna minchahi. And the pasuk of minchas ha'imer states, v'mtakrev minchas bikurim, v'nesata alel shemen, v'samto alel levayna minchahu. And even though the exclusive word Allah in the pasuk of Minchas Ha'imer is superfluous and excludes certain menachas from Shemen and Levayna, nevertheless, the other 8 menachas do require Shemen and Levayna, because the singular word Nefesh in the pasuk of Minchas Ha'imer teaches that all menachas that are brought only by a yachid, an individual, require both Shemen and Levayna. The Mishnah continues, however, Minchas Nesachim, tu'un Shemen ve'ein tu'un Levayna. A Minchas Nesachim requires only Shemen, but no Levayna, because in the above mentioned pasuk it says, v'samto le Levayna. Aleha v'loy al minchas nesachim levayna. The exclusive word aleha teaches that only a minchas ha'imer requires levayna, but a minchas nesachim does not require levayna. And the word nefesh does not include minchas nesachim, because minchas nesachim is also brought by the tzibur. Lechem apanim, toin levayna ve'in toin shemen. The lechem apanim require only levayna, but no shemen, because in the above mentioned pasuk it says, v'nesata aleha shemen. Aleha v'loy al lechem apanim shemen. The exclusive word aleha teaches that only a minchas ha'imer requires shemen, but a lechem apanim does not require shemen. And the word nefesh does not include lechem apanim, because it's only brought by the tzibur. The Mishnah continues, Shtei ha'lechem u'minchas chayte u'minchas kenais, ein tunin loy shemen v'loy levayna. The following 3 menachas require neither shemen nor levayna. The shtei ha'lechem that are brought on Shavuos, a minchas chayte, a mincha that atones instead of a karban chatas, and minchas kenais, the mincha v'sayte, a woman suspected of adultery. And the Gemara explains, the Shtei HaLechem does not require Shemen Levayna, because the above-mentioned pasuk of Minchas HaEmer concludes with Minchahi. He lo haitzi Shtei HaLechem. The exclusive word he teaches that only a Minchas HaEmer requires Shemen Levayna, but the Shtei HaLechem does not require Shemen Levayna. And the word Nefesh does not include Shtei HaLechem, because it's only brought by the Tzibur. Minchas Chayti does not require Shemen Levayna, because the pasuk of Minchas Chayti states, Lo yosim ala Shemen, lo yitin ala Levayna ki chatasi. And Minchas Kenais does not require Shemen Levayna, because the pasuk there states, La Yitzik Olav Shemen, V'leitna Olav Levayna, Ki Minchas Kenaisu. The next Mishnah elaborates on the law that forbids one to add Shemen or Levayna to a Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kenais. Zok the Mishnah, V'chayev ala Shemen b'fnei atzma, V'chayev ala Levayna b'fnei atzma. If one poured Shemen and or Levayna into a Minchas Chayte, he's liable for each one separately. However, there is the following difference. Nosna la Shemen pesala, Levayna yilketana. If one added shemen to a minchas chayte, the mincha is disqualified. But if one added levayna to a minchas chayte, he can remove all the grains of levayna and the mincha becomes kosher. The Gemara cites a braisa with the source for this distinction between shemen and levayna. The pasuk of minchas chayte states, lo yosim alei shemen, v'leidno lo levayna kichatusu. The words kichatus imply that the mincha achieves atonement regardless, and even if shemen and levayna were added, the mincha is kosher. While the word hu implies that the isra is mandatory, and if shemen and levayna were added, the mincha is possible. David the Braisa reconciles as follows. The word he refers to shemen, and therefore, nosna leo shemen, pasal, shiyef shalalokta. If oil was added, the mincha is pasal, because the oil cannot be removed from the mincha because it's absorbed in the flour. And the words kichatas refer to levayna, and therefore, nosna leo levayna, kasher, shiyef shalalokta. If levayna was added, the mincha is kasher, because levayna can be removed from the mincha because it does not get absorbed in the flour. The Gemara now elaborates on the halacha of nosna leo levayna kasher and inquires, Nasna la levayna shchuka mahu. What's the halacha if one added finely ground levayna to a minchas chayte? Perhaps this mincha is possible because mishum de efshal lalakta, v'holoi efshal lalakta. The reason a minchas chayte with levayna is kasher is only because the levayna can actually be removed from the mincha. But in our case, the ground levayna cannot be removed from the mincha because it cannot be separated from the flour, therefore the mincha is possible. Or perhaps this mincha is kasher because mishum de lay mivla, v'hanami lay mivla. A minchas chayte with levayna is kasher even if the levayna is not removed, because levayna is not absorbed into the flour of the mincha. And in our case, the levayna is also not absorbed, and therefore the mincha is kasher. The Gemara brings proof from a braisa that mishum de efshel lalakta, And therefore, nasna la levayna shchuka psula. As the Braisa states, minchas chaytim, minchas kenayis, sh nasna la levayna, malakata is levayna b'ksheira. If one put levayna into minchas chayte, he removes all the grains of levayna, and the minchas kasha. And the Braisa adds the following distinction. V'imad shal leilikid lebenasa, chishav ala ben chutz lezman de ben chutz lemkaymai, pasla v'im b'karas. If before the levayna was removed, the kohen had intentions to burn or eat the mincha outside its designated time or location, the mincha is pasul, but does not become pigul, and one who eats from this mincha does not get karis, because as Rashi explains, hayil v'hayu b'zeh psul achrina, l'chayil azeh pigul. The pigul does not take effect because the mincha is already pasul from the levayna. The Braisa continues, however, v'imish alikat l'vaynasa m'chashav ala. If after the levayna was removed, the kohen had improper intentions, it depends. Chotz l'mekayimai pasul v'im b'karis. If he intended to burn or eat the mincha outside its location, the mincha is pasul, but does not become pigul like every chutzim kaimai. And if he intended to burn or eat the mincha outside its designated time, the mincha does become pigul, and one who eats from this mincha does get karas like every chutzim kaimai, because chazara lehechshera b'chai lepigul. The pigul does take effect because the mincha became kasher once again when the levayna was removed. And although the levayna can be removed, nevertheless, actually, liki levaynasa, the mincha is pasul. Apparently, because mishum de efsha lalakta, the levayna must actually be removed from the mincha. The Gemara proceeds with a second distinction between shemen and levayna. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Biechanan says, nasan mashru shemen al gabi kizayis mincha pasul. If one added even a droplet of oil to a kizayis flour, the mincha's chayti is pasul because the pasuk states, lo yasim alayah shemen, lo yasim kol duhu, alayah adik ishiura. The word yasim refers to the oil and implies even the droplet of oil, while the word alah refers to the flour and implies only if it was put onto a shir kezayis of flour. And regarding levayna, the halacha is vice versa. Nosin kezayis levayna al gabi mashru mincha pasul. Only if one added a kezayis of levayna to even a particle of flour, the mincha's chayti is pasul because the pasuk states, v'leitna le levayna, lo yitin adi ika nesina, aleha adi ika shira. The word yitin refers to the levayna and implies that it must be a shir kezayis of levayna to become pasul. And the word aleha refers to the flour and also implies that only if it was put onto a shir kezayis of flour, because ve'in riba acha riba el lemait. Whenever a source to include is repeated twice, the second source comes to exclude. And in this pasuk, the word aleha is repeated twice for shemen and levayna. Therefore, the second aleha teaches that for levayna, one is liable even if it was added to a mashahu of flour. The Mishnah concludes with the following halachas. Nasan shemen ashireha eina iva b'leisase. If one poured oil onto the leftovers of a mechas chayte after kemitza, he's not liable. And nasan kli agabe kli lepasala. If one placed a cup of oil on the utensil of a mechas chayte, the mincha does not become possible because the word aleha teaches begufa shel mincha kas medaber. The issur is not to add shemen levayna to the actual flour of the mincha.